Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, yoga instructor and yoga entrepreneur, Ashley Jonas, with SimpleAshes.com.
Hello, Ashley. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So you are more of the online entrepreneur.
Yes,
I am. In the world of yoga. Mm-hmm. Okay, talk to me about your online entrepreneurship. How did it start?
I used to work full-time as a graphic designer. I love technology type stuff, so social media, graphic design, anything kind of in the advertising realm. So that really helped me with my love for fitness and yoga to combine those two and build a website and offer other offerings besides teaching all the time. I've done a lot of just different courses online. I love to learn, so I've done a lot of courses that involve online business or Facebook marketing, and finding multiple streams of income to help supplement a ton of teaching. Because like Kristen said, if you want to teach, if you love teaching, having a studio isn't really where you should go. Because I love teaching. So I teach anywhere between 12 and 18 classes a week, and mostly here at Mojo, but some a couple other places. But I also have that online option where because in order to be a full-time, quote, full-time yoga teacher to support yourself teaching, I think at least 17 classes a week, and that's exhausting. So to find a little, and there's no health insurance, there's no benefits, there's nothing, unless maybe if you're married or something, but I'm not. I live by myself with my dog and my two cats. And so having another option to make money on the side is really helpful, whether it's being like a distributor for essential oils, or affiliate marketing where I'm getting 15% off commissions off other things that I'm promoting, or consulting or private lessons in the park. So there's just lots of different options to do besides teaching in a studio.
So you need yoga.
Yes. I practice daily. Most people would think my schedule is super crazy, and it is, but I love it. I love the way how crazy it is. I'm used to it, and I like bouncing around from place to place, but when I talk to people about it, they just look at me with wide eyes and like, what are you doing?
I find this intoxicating, yeah. Whereas I imagine the average person is like, what are you talking about? Because you are so wired as an entrepreneur, I can tell. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know how like when they talk about American Idol and people have that it factor type of a thing? You just, when it comes to the entrepreneur world, you're wired that way. And the path that you've taken, you can easily see that. You started out more of the communication side of things, which is appearance and the graphic design. Well, then you saw through the distribution channels how that worked. Of course, growing up in the social media world, you saw how that worked. And then it just seems like you took a hobby, something that you really are passionate about. And because of the way you're wired, you're like, oh, I know I can make a living out of this. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any passion for a 9-to-5 desk cube job?
I had that job. Right out of college, I was hired at the college as a graphic designer in their marketing department. But because I was a college athlete, I loved fitness. I also was teaching classes at their wellness center. And it's a kind of an interesting story. I thought I was going to move, so I just quit my job. And I was like, yeah, I'll make it. And that's probably not the best way to go about, you know, becoming an entrepreneur, is just saying, no, I'm just going to wing it. We'll see what happens. But that's kind of what I did.
It's not the best way, but I can tell you, it's the most popular way.
Yeah.
I mean, and keep in mind, most small businesses fail because of that. And I'm guilty just like you are.
Well, luckily, right when I quit and I had no idea, Mojo actually was opening 2 months later after, or almost overlapping when my job ended. And that was before I knew that I was hired here. It was a random, maybe the universe was saying something to me, but my cousin was the one that installed the stereo system, and he was like, oh, you just got trained in yoga. Check out this place called Mojo Fit Studios. And there was no website, there wasn't anything. So I was the first person hired here, and I right away was teaching 12 to 15 classes a week as a new teacher, which was crazy. But now almost, 4 years later, I've got a good handle on the balance of things, and then now starting to add more things in with that online world.
How are you making money online?
Currently, well, I host workshops elsewhere, so I have a scheduling system that people will go through instead of, right. Say...
People can here. Sign up online.
Yeah, they sign up online.
So they go to your website, mm-hmm. and one of the ways...
They sign up for my events, and it goes through my system, okay. and then I can host it wherever. I guess that the payment could be through in person. I'm just making it easier by having it online.
Where it's my, an online store.
Yeah, my private lessons. Someone randomly found me and booked my 5-pack private lessons in the park recently. And then they also became a member at Mojo because I mm-hmm. usually send them here.
These lessons in the park, mm-hmm. are these private or are these groups?
Private.
Okay.
Yep. I'm also an affiliate for a few brands that I really love. Only things that I would really promote or... have a passion for. Mm-hmm. So I have a subscription to this like Yogi jewelry box that I've been getting for years, and I think it's just super fun. It's like Christmas every month. And so I'm an affiliate for it. So I tell people about it and I would get 15%. And Target and Walmart have affiliate programs. Amazon has an affiliate program. Mm-hmm. So if I post my link about this yoga mat that I absolutely love, and any business could do this, but my yoga mat that I use, then people click the link and I get, it's like 4% or something right away. But in little ways like that, and also with, and most people think of these as being businesses for moms, but direct marketing or multi-level marketing. Like I was a beach body coach for a while. Now I'm more into essential oils. Mm-hmm. So going that way and building your team of, you know, essential oil people.
Who are you essential oiling with?
doTERRA.
Okay.
So we do at Mojo Fit Studios. Mojo is actually, or Kristen is a rep for them because we do, and then I am too under her, but we do a monthly essential oils class here at Mojo, and it's okay. just set up where it's a theme for the month. So July's is next Tuesday. We'll use 6 different essential oils. The theme is freedom with hip and chest openers, and we'll provide oils to people just, you know, through the class, and then tell them, you know, if you want to get them, you can order them online.
Holistic medicine is what we're talking about here, mm-hmm. essentially, right? I mean, yes. We've kind of went from yoga yep. into yeah. holistic medicine, which is a increasing business, I think, mm-hmm. Over the last 10, 15, 20 years. 20 years ago, it was cuckoo stuff. I mean, it was conspiracy. It was hippie nonsense. And then when you start to see like Sanford accept doulas and that sort of thing, you can see where the holistic medicine is becoming a little more mainstream. Essential oils 20 years ago was considered hippie nonsense too. Now they're finding out the actual benefits of many of these different oils. Talk to me about the holistic industry and why have you gravitated towards it? You seem like you could... Get in the ways of nanotechnology, you know, robots and...
You know, I started in yoga because I wanted to be more flexible. It was basically physical completely.
You mentioned you're an athlete in mm-hmm. college.
I was a high jumper on the track team. So I wanted... Wow. My last year of college, I wanted to improve my high jumping skills. So I started a yoga course for credit in college. And that's how I got into it. And then at first I hated it. I absolutely hated it. Because it was hard, and I was like an angry person, and all this mind stuff. I'm like, no, I'm never going to get this. But 16 weeks later in that course, I was like, you know, I'm kind of hooked. This is pretty much amazing, so you have to give it time.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ashley Jonas with SimpleAshes.com or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit TheCrudeLife.com. That's TheCrudeLife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Singing it like we did in the good old days. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Oh, back to the way. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Gain knowledge about the oil and gas industry while networking with industry pros. The North American Shale Magazine is inviting you to attend North Dakota's largest shale oil event in 2017, the Bakken Conference and Expo, happening July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. Learn about the latest technologies used in one of North America's most productive shale plays, the Bakken. You're not going to want to miss the Bakken Conference and Expo, July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. For more information about the conference or to register, visit www.thebakkenconference.com. That's thebakkenconference.com.